Welcome to the Anabu AI blog in audio. Today we're covering AI and data strategy, data quality, governance, and readiness for directors, an article by Brett Allegrewood.
And if you're a director or senior manager who's been told the business needs to get AI ready, this article is directly for you.
The core argument is this: data quality and governance are not technical problems you hand to IT. They are board-level business decisions. Poor data leads to poor decisions, higher costs, fraud exposure, regulatory fines, and eroded investor confidence.
Which is a bit confronting if you've been assuming IT had it handled.
Exactly. The article reads almost like a briefing pack for a board meeting. Governance architecture, quality standards, readiness, a four-phase roadmap, and a board checklist.
Let's start with governance architecture, because that's where a lot of businesses have a real gap. What does Brett say actually needs to exist?
Five components. First, a data ownership model. Accountable executive sponsors assigned to specific data domains. Someone who owns the outcome, not just the system. Second, a stewardship program. Operational stewards handling day-to-day quality and lineage work, bridging business and technical teams.
So the data owner sets the direction, the steward does the work.
Right. Then a policy framework covering security, privacy, retention, access, and ethical use. Escalation procedures for when things go wrong with defined response times, and periodic independent audits of governance and data controls.
I want to push on the quality side because improve our data can mean anything. Does Brett get specific?
Five measurable dimensions: accuracy, completeness, timeliness, consistency, and provenance. Each needs a KPI tied to a business outcome. Completeness, for instance, is the percentage of mandatory fields populated across critical data sets. Provenance is the percentage of records with documented lineage and source.
So you can actually score yourselves against something concrete.
And remediation gets prioritized using a risk-weighted approach. Map your data to financial exposure, regulatory obligations, and customer impact. The article says to fix revenue data and customer identity records first.
Not trying to clean everything at once, just the things that hurt most if they're wrong.
Exactly. On readiness, Brett breaks it into three areas: people, process, and technology. On people, you need data engineers, product managers, stewards, and compliance specialists. And stewardship should sit inside performance reviews, not just be a job title nobody enforces.
Because if it's not measured, it doesn't happen.
On process, embed quality checks at source and at integration points. On technology, a data catalog, lineage tools, master data management, quality monitoring. The AI systems that augment your team are only as good as the data feeding them.
And none of this is a small investment. So how do you sequence it without it becoming an endless project?
Brett lays out a four-phase roadmap. Phase 1, 0 to 3 months, governance setup, appoint data owners, define policies, run a readiness assessment. Phase 2, 3 to 9 months, remediation and foundational tooling. Phase 3, 9 to 18 months, data contracts, automated quality gates, monitoring. Phase 4, 18 months plus, maturity, continuous improvement, external audits in business as usual.
I appreciate that it's honest about the timeline. This is an 18-month plus program.
And here's a point the article makes that's easy to miss. Governance doesn't stop when you go live with a model. If you've deployed analytical tools, you need data contracts between providers and consumers, automated lineage capture, and monitoring for data drift and performance degradation.
So a model can be performing well today and quietly go off the rails if the data feeding it shifts.
That's exactly it. The article also has a board checklist with actual deadlines. Require a board-level data readiness assessment within 60 days. Mandate automated lineage and cataloging for critical data assets within 12 months. Require independent external assurance annually.
Deadlines, not just aspirations. That's what separates a governance framework from a governance document nobody reads.
Well put.
So what's the one thing a director listening to this should do this week?
Find out who in your business is accountable for data quality right now. If the answer is unclear or it lands on someone with no executive authority, you've just found your first governance gap.
For me, it's getting data governance onto the board agenda as a proper standing item, not buried in the risk register where it gets glossed over.
The full article is at anabu.ai. It goes into much more depth on each section. And if you want this working in your own business, Brett offers a free AI audit there as well.
Worth taking up.